WVIK Riverways, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kathy Wine with River Action. The Riverfronts Are to Be Enjoyed panel at River Action's Upper Mississippi River Conference, October 15th and 16th, will seek to enthuse future Riverfront Festival planners in new ideas and practical how-to advice. Most everyone agrees it takes ingenuity and hard work to stage these events, a lot of energy, especially volunteers, to make them succeed. Festivals raise the consciousness of the community to their environment, involve people in cleanup efforts, and raise money for worthwhile causes. Clearly, enthusiasm for festivals on the riverfront is running high. A good example of throwing a party when enthusiasm is high was evident with the Quincy Bay Area Association in 2024, when the Corps of Engineers completed major dredging at their marina, piers, and riverfront. They celebrated with thousands attending the completion of the project party, enjoying new boat access, fishing, and economic development opportunities. At a time when civic engagement is more important than ever, this event shows that progress is built in countless small ways, a celebration party being one of them, that add up to real change. Planners say you shouldn't be afraid to go to companies and work on a mutually beneficial partnership. Ask yourself, who else wants to see this happen? A kids' fest was sponsored by a barbecue sauce company, which was just starting to market there. All printed material about the product was sent with the notice of Kids Fest. An inflatable bottle of barbecue sauce floated at one end of the island. They gave away visors with their logo on it, and everyone was happy. When a number of communities face similar challenges and share common agendas, joining forces is one way to gain attention, come up with solutions, and raise needed funds. This is being done with Tugfest every August in LeClaire and Port Byron, a festival that keeps growing as the two communities battle for bragging rights in their annual tug of war. Finally, festivals don't have to take place only in the summer. La Crosse, for 30 years, has been able to celebrate winter with its light displays in Riverside Park the entire month of December. This is also taking place in Muscatine during winter months, with lighted bridge displays accompanied by music of the season. No matter the time of year, festival planners understand riverfronts can and are to be enjoyed.
WVIK Riverways. Essays about our waterways and our connection to them.